5, 4, 3, 2, 1! What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show for Tuesday, June 20th. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
How are you?
Ah!
Oh, you've broken my wrist with your
I'm good, how are
strength.
You?
I'm good.
Now, of course, I missed the show yesterday.
You did.
I was getting ready for Kinda Funny Games Daily. Yeah, still doing Kinda Funny Games Daily today, 11:45-ish. How much time do we spend on your new cup?
We spent about a good 15 to 20 minutes yesterday.
Yeah,
on your cup.
Good.
If you'd like to do that again today, I'm sure everyone in the chat would love that.
People love mugs.
They love mugs.
Good cups.
Important to note, this is a Starbucks product. We are not getting paid by Starbucks. Although I've put so much money into them, I expect something back in return at some point. Starbucks, you better open up that.
Is that how sponsorships work? Is that where we talk about it and then they eventually just give you the money back
and
date
it?
They backdate the money?
I think that's what it's supposed to happen.
It's how it's
at least that's what my lawyer has told me we're allowed to do.
Okay.
So I think in about 20 years I'm allowed to sue Starbucks for at least a sandwich. You know, one of the turkey bacon sandwiches
sure.
or a venti iced coffee for free.
Okay,
so we'll see what happens.
That's fair. That's
we'll see what happens.
How did day one of the new Kinda Funny Morning Show go for you guys yesterday?
I think it went well. We learned a lot. We got a lot of nice suggestions
That
we're going to try and implement today.
Sure, we're doing subs differently. You'll see.
It's a lot faster of a show. I'm going to tell you that right now.
What the problem was?
Cut out the chit chat.
No, see, I think the point. I think the point of it. The point of it all is that, you know, you just be stupid, do whatever you want to do.
Of course,
whatever. You need to get to the news if you want to get to the news. Great. If you don't, you chill out, you talk. What have you been watching?
I've been watching a lot of car restoration shows, which doesn't really
matter. Car restoration shows?
I like to watch
not
a lot
what
of
I
these.
Thought you'd say.
No. I like to relax at night to either old episodes of Frasier or car restoration shows.
Sure.
But I've got a lot of stand-up queued on my Netflix. So now that
I'm. Is this all prep work for you, the stand-up?
No, it's just inspiration, I would say.
Okay.
You know, like there's a. Netflix obviously has been killing it with a lot of their stand-up specials lately. They've been investing a lot of money in that. So them and HBO have great specials. I was telling Tim yesterday I watched TJ Miller's HBO comedy
Not good,
special.
I heard.
It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay. It wasn't my favorite.
Okay.
But I'm excited for Hasan Minhaj, which Tim says is a very millennial comedy special, which means I'll probably hate it.
Okay.
But I like Hasan Minhaj. And there's
you like the menage a trois from what I hear.
I like anything that has to do with a menage.
Okay, Nicki Minaj.
I love Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
I like Moulin Rouge because it's close to menage.
Very
if
true.
If you put
Very
those two true. Words together, if you say them fast.
Yeah, that's what they say.
What have you been watching lately?
What I've been watching lately is multitude of things. Most recently, 90 Day Fiancé.
What is that?
It's a show on TLC, one of these dumb reality shows, 90 Day Fiancé, where it's basically somebody imports a spouse, and then they have 90 days. They're on the fiancé visa, just like Jen and I were, where they have to get married or whatever. And I only watched one episode. It's like 3 hours long. We didn't watch the whole thing, but it's like you start in the middle, and then it kind of rolled over in the other one because they just show the same fucking show all the time.
Right.
Because they're getting ready for some reunion, I guess, or some like, you know, catch up where they now kind of thing. And man, it was depressing. It was very depressing.
Are these mail order brides? Is that what I'm hearing? Kinda.
Who's to define?
I mean, do they all come from the Czech Republic?
The one I was watching was Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. She was a horrible, horrible human being.
Yeah.
She was definitely there only for money. Uh-huh. I went and read. I didn't want to wait till this recap video.
Sure.
Because God knows if I'll watch this fucking video.
You never watch.
So instead, what I did is I just went to the internet and found it. And like they gave me the whole rundown on they said they met on Facebook, but they might have met through a cam site. But this is going on now, and
I mean, they do say that the best place to meet your bride to be is a cam site.
Sure, well that's how it worked for Jen and I. I was a cam guy.
You were dancing around.
Exactly.
She was like throwing this those money.
Thanks, thanks, Jean Vieux. That's what I did. That's my dance.
That's how you did.
Yeah. So that was weird, but it's like I don't watch much TV.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, on the other hand, is home all day, you know, trying to get her life started because she can't, you know, work yet because it's government. You know what I'm saying? So she's watching a lot of stuff in between doing whatever she does, and so she's addicted to Forensic Files. So I've had that on a lot. Almost had to stop it because she had it on the other day. I came home, she was already cooking dinner. Forensic Files was on. Then the food was ready. I sat down, and started eating the stuff. And it was a new episode about how this guy killed two dogs and then put the other dog in the room and then killed his wife.
No, that sounds
bad. I'm eating soba noodles here. I don't need this. I don't need to think about that
right
now.
You don't want to think about a dog's entrails?
Yeah. I don't want that at all. I don't want that at all. And then,
yeah.
The only thing I can really give you in terms of, hey, let's have a concrete discussion about what I've been watching lately, House of Cards, the latest season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You? Started watching it.
Yeah? What'd you do? Bounced?
Got two episodes in. I'm like, this is boring.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm out.
The problem I had with this one, this season of House of Cards, is first off, last season of House of Cards, I was like,
yeah.
You know, and this season of House of Cards, we got into it, and Jen hadn't seen a lot of it. Seen much of it.
Now, does she understand how the American political system works?
Do we? Do we?
No one does. I know more about American politics because of House of Cards than I do anything else.
But I'm watching it, and people are getting introduced, and this goes back to what I'm always saying about Netflix shows. We talked about this before on the show, so I'll keep it brief. These things need to have limited runs. They need to be done. House of Cards season one was so fucking good.
Four seasons, max.
Even four, I think, is high for some of
this. Three would be ideal.
Yeah. And so, like, they're reintroducing characters here that I don't remember.
Oh, no.
I've watched so much House of Cards at this point, it's all just lost. But I still remember Remy really well.
Remy's there.
And that woman he was sleeping with.
She was there.
And the Mara girl and the reporter. And, like, I like everybody from season one. But the longer we go, the more fractured it gets. And I can't.
Yeah, they brought back. The thing started, and all of a sudden, it ramped up. All of the tension, they were trying to, like, get you back into that tension of the guy that's working for the NSA and Neve Campbell.
Yep.
And I was like, wow, I don't fucking know what's happening.
And that's the thing, the guy who's working for the NSA, I'm like, ooh, you were on Pete and Pete, and that's how I know you. And I'm like, why? Last season, what did you do? You hacked something?
I can't remember why Neve Campbell's there.
I think you hacked something.
I loved last season because I loved that. I think the show is at its best when Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright are together. Right?
Sure.
And all of last season was about them coming back and rectifying their relationship as being the people who want to, like, stare at the camera very 100%. Long and make you know that you're part of the in crowd.
Sure.
We just jump back in here, and I think the problem is, A, we're all spoiled brats. We all have way too much TV to 100%. Watch, and it's all 100%. Great. Right? And so you come back into this, and it's like, whoa, I forgot House of Cards is a thing.
Yeah.
And then we get back, and it's the title sequence. I'm like, getting back into this.
Yeah.
And then, boom, they hit you with Neve Campbell. I'm like, I don't know. I'm done.
And it's
done.
The same thing as always, too, where it's just like, I don't want to spoil. We keep waiting for Kevin Spacey's downfall.
Yeah,
and he never really gets the comeuppance he deserves.
No, but does he deserve? Like, that's the other problem. A big problem I have with TV right now.
Yeah.
In general, is that there's two real types of protagonists that you can have, right? Mm-hmm. There's the protagonist that gets. Well, actually, let me back up. There's two types of television. There's at the end of the episode we all feel good about ourselves, and then the other type of television where at the end of the episodes we all feel like. Wow, that character got kicked in the teeth and or is a shithead that should get his comeuppance, right?
Sure.
Like, I've been watching a lot of shows like Silicon Valley, Billions, things like that where no one ever really wins in these shows. The characters like Silicon Valley, for instance, the characters are always just getting kicked in the balls every single time. And whenever they get a little bit of something good, they just get pulled back 10 feet.
That's why I can't do that kind of show. Yeah, it's I can't do that kind of show.
But House of Cards has become that for me where I'm like, I don't fucking take over the world or don't. I don't
exactly.
care, but
exactly.
fucking do something.
Do something crazy.
It's too much at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even care. Like, it's just too much. And it's the same with Game of Thrones, where I'm getting that fatigue with Game of Thrones, where I'm like, I don't give a fuck who wins. It's like a Super Bowl that just keeps going. And you know how much I hate football.
You know what you do what I did. Drop out of Game of Thrones. Get away from Game of Thrones. You don't need it anymore.
No,
you don't need
it.
You don't need it anymore. Really Skyrim is on Switch. We got it. It's
really good.
We have a Game of Thrones now. We want
everyone.
Skyrim.
Rocket League on Switch also.
Thank you very much.
So I don't know. I mean, again, I think I'm just fatigued with a lot of TV because I've watched too much of it, which is why I'm pulling back and watching what I consider the best form of television, which is the car restoration shows. They take old cars that are on their last legs. Some of them are dead. Some of them are rust buckets.
They're done. It's
and
over.
They restore them to a numbers matching, parts matching,
okay,
perfect restoration, better than when it came off the factory line.
Okay.
Just want you to know that.
Thank you. Shout
out to Phantom Works.
Shout out to Phantom Works. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We come to you with the nerdy stuff we might want to talk about. We hang out with you, basically. We talk about the shows we're watching, the comics we're reading, the movies we want to see. Then we run you through some of the nerdy news. If you like that, make sure you click the subscribe button here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames or the follow one so you always know when we go live. Remember, this show goes up on youtube.com/kindafunny and podcast services around the globe when it's done. Remember, there's a bunch of ways to win the free video game we give away each day and then be in the chat. Just like Space7749 is, he says, they're done with House of Cards. Right, that's correct. First story, that's the thing, is I've invested so much time in House of Cards.
Right.
When the next season inevitably comes, I'm going to have to go see what's up. But maybe I'll just jump at the end. First story, Nick, you assembled these.
I did indeed. Would you like me to read through them?
I would love you to read
first
through these.
First story comes from our Blade good Runner, friends over at The Hollywood Reporter. This is by Alex Rittman, I think, who says, Blade Runner 2049 director says he's made peace with the prospect of failure.
Good.
Not
good.
A great sign.
That's good.
Not a great sign. Granted, I think this headline's a little misleading, but it goes on to read, Denis Villeneuve also claimed that while Ridley Scott wasn't on set, he was a constant looming presence.
Exactly, the looming
now,
presence.
Again, I think these are all supposed to be positive, but
they aren't. They don't sound positive.
Looming is not a positive word. The article reads, stepping into the shoes of one of the world's most iconic directors for the sequel to one of the most celebrated of cult classics and some 35 years after the original must be a daunting task for any filmmaker, and it's one Denis Villeneuve hasn't taken lightly. But speaking to The Hollywood Reporter, on the sidelines of Cine Europe, a trade show in Barcelona, the director revealed that he and his star have come to terms with the enormity of taking on a long-awaited Blade Runner sequel, Blade Runner 2049. Quote, Ryan Gosling and I made peace with the idea that the chances of success were very narrow. He said, I came on board because the script was very strong, but no matter what you do, no matter how good you are at what you're doing, the film will always be compared to the first, which is a masterpiece. Very true. So I made peace with that. And when you make peace with that, you are free. The article goes on to read, although Villeneuve said he had a lot of fun making Blade Runner 2049, which also stars a returning Harrison Ford as Rick Deckard, plus Jared Leto, Ana de Armas, Sylvia Hoeks, Dave Bautista, and Robin Wright.
Dave Bautista!
Hell yeah, he is. The director of Arrival and Sicario admitted that it was the biggest artistic challenge of his career to date. Quote, to take Ridley Scott's universe and tried to make it its own was a really, really big task for me.
Oh, I bet it was.
He said, as for Scott, the cinematic legend gave Villeneuve what he described as the biggest gift of all, which is freedom. Quote, he said, it's your movie. I'll be there if you need me, otherwise I'll be away, the director said. And I must say, he was not there physically, but I felt his presence, all the time, because I was dealing
right
with his universe all the time. So in a way, he wasn't there, but he was there a lot at the same time.
Who the fuck? I mean, come on. So you're just getting out of... When's this movie coming out?
This movie, Blade Runner 2049, is due for release by Warner Brothers domestically and Sony Pictures internationally on October 7th. And I don't give a fuck what this article says or the tone of this article. I should say, this is meant to be positive, by the way.
Sure.
But I should say the tone of the article is slightly negative. I don't care. I'm still going to be there day one.
How many people... In chat, let me know. How many people are going to go see Blade Runner? I want a yes or a no, a Y or an N. Because my thing with Blade Runner is it has the mind share of I've heard of Blade Runner. Everyone's heard of
right.
Blade Runner. But I don't hear people saying, man, go watch Blade Runner. Some fucking pocket full of sci-fi nerds I'll hear every so often say, go watch Blade Runner.
Right.
I can't believe you haven't watched Blade Runner. But I haven't watched Blade Runner.
And I think that's kind of what
I think that's what he's hitting
at here, right? Is that Blade Runner, while everyone knows of it, very mm-hmm. classic. And for anyone that's been into movies for as long as I have, Blade Runner is held as, you know, in the pantheon of great movies.
Sure.
It is a masterpiece. It's something that I don't know necessarily warrants a sequel, but I do worry that the movie came out, I think, in like 1980,
yeah,
if not earlier. Okay. Chat, correct me if I'm wrong. Let me know when it came out. But, you know, it's hard. It's going to be an uphill battle. You have a lot of name recognition with that, but is it name recognition that's enough for people who have never seen the first
Blade
Runner?
I mean, because that's the whole thing for me, right? I've heard of, this is the video game argument. Not actually. This is actually the opposite of video games. But I've heard of Blade Runner.
Sure.
I've said to people, I never watched Blade Runner. They go, oh my God, you got to watch it. I say, all right. And then they do the, well, there's a lot of different versions.
Yeah.
So it's kind of confusing. None of them are on Netflix. You need to do this, but you need to get that. Maybe if you watched them all, I'm like, how long are these movies? Like 3 hours. I'm like, I got time for
that.
No. But I feel like even, let's just say I threw that information out, right? That I know that these movies are long or whatever. Blade Runner 2049 comes around. I feel like most people are going to go, oh, wow, well, it's a sequel. I never saw the original. Fuck this.
Here's my pitch to it for you. It's science fiction meets La La Land. How about that?
I mean, they got musical acts. They got things.
How is that?
Just lie to him, Kevin. Lie to him so he'll go see it for once, for Christ's sake.
But he totally missed it. Replicants for me.
Alien Covenant came and went, and Greg was like, I'm not going to say that movie.
Exactly. And so did America. America said that, too.
Did you enjoy watching that movie?
Which one?
Covenant?
I enjoyed watching it, yeah.
No.
Did you, though?
Like I mean, it's an alien movie.
Was it not like the whole time,
it's beautifully shot.
Stop doing stupid things?
That was one thing.
But that's a horror movie.
At least they had an explanation.
They had a couple explanations.
Sure.
None of them made sense. We're not going to get into that. It'll just get my blood boiling. Having said all of this, though, I'm very much looking forward to Blade Runner 2049. It's the director of Sicario, Arrival. I loved Arrival. This guy can build tension like no other. He's super. The visuals are going to be freaking amazing. It's shot by Roger Deakins. It's got all... It's like The 1998 Yankees.
Oh my God.
Was that a good year for the Yankees?
I don't fucking know. Why would you jump to baseball?
When did Derek Jeter play for the Yankees? Remember that time when the Yankees were just winning
Summer
everything?
Summer of 69, I think.
They put that perfect team together.
Yeah. No, that was
A-Rod was in there. What's that?
97.
That was late 90s, early 2000s when the Yankees became a powerhouse.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about, you know, they had Mariano Rivera as their closer.
He came in to Sandman.
He did. Pyrotechnics, and they fucking just
drank
won every
beers
game.
On the way.
This is the equivalent of that.
I'm thinking of Sandman. I'm thinking of the Sandman from UCW. You're right. My apologies. Yeah. Now, if we can stop the show altogether, just give me...
You want to cut?
Not like stop the show, but I mean, like, if we can put a full slam the brakes, do this. In the chat, Kinda Renzi says, La La Land was horrible.
I'm not an advocate of banning people for their opinions, but I do think that you should delete
Careful
Twitter.
With that wire. Careful with that wire.
I know where the wire is, but I need to walk this off.
You got
it. I need to walk off this anger. I can't believe... I've had a rough weekend when it comes to the La La Land Defense Force. Mm-hmm. Went down. I'm working overtime over there. Went down to L.A., as you do.
La La Land.
E3.
Yep.
Go down there. Stay there after the fact.
Yep.
Stay with one, Scott Lowe, Cindy Tang.
Right.
Friends of the show.
Yep.
So, we're driving around. We're doing. They were looking. I've never actually explored L.A. We wake up and say, like, what do you want to do? It's 1,000,000 degrees out. I don't want to do fucking jack shit.
Warm.
Why don't we explore L.A.? We got an air-conditioned car. I'm like, that sounds like a great idea.
Good.
So we go to the tar pits, walk around them, never done that.
Tar pits, yeah.
Yeah, and then we went to this great taco truck, never been there. Then they're like, well, let's drive past or through, whatever you want to call it, Griffith Observatory.
Yeah.
Griffith. And I'm like, oh, the one from La La Land. And here we go. All of a sudden, Cindy, Geneviève Saint-Ange. They take the safeties off their guns, and they're like, that movie's no good. I didn't like that movie. Both of them. And I'm like, Scott Lowe, help me. Do you like La La Land? And he says, I never saw it because Cindy didn't like it. And she came back.
No.
And I'm devastated. So I'm trying to call out why this movie is good, that the chemistry is great between these two.
Yeah.
The music is fun.
Yeah.
I like the story. And I'm just pitching. But I'm getting... They're batting the balls down every time. And then... I go to my only thing I can do.
Yeah.
Well, you know who loves this? Hideo Kojima.
Yeah.
I throw the Kojima at them, trying to stop them there. They don't listen to they just tear through the Hideo Kojima argument. They don't care about that. So I am there, ladies and gentlemen. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
You are not.
On death's doorstep of the La La Land Defense Force.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who can save me? Who can help me? We go to dinner with one Shuhei Yoshida.
Shoot!
As soon as we get there and meet him at the bar, first question to me, do you like La La Land? He says, I love La La Land. And there you go! Do you want to be on the wrong side of history? Greg Miller, Shuhei Yoshida, Hideo Kojima. Mm-hmm. Geneviève Saint-Ange, not an American citizen.
No.
Cindy Tang. She likes cats.
That is the argument.
That is the civil war we're in right now. We're all doing the poster thing like this.
Yeah.
Me, Kojima, Shu. Geneviève Saint-Ange, Cindy, a cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you gotta do.
Who are you gonna vote for?
There you gotta
Greg Miller
exactly.
or a cat?
Exactly. Who I never seen a cat win Trending Gamer of the Year. So I think I just
solved
that.
To be fair,
one.
There La aren't a lot of cats that have that big of a following.
La La Land, bigger, Grumpy Cat. La La Land, fair Garfield.
Enough. Garfield, both could
Garfield. Do you see Garfield now as a Pokemon Go kind of game?
No.
Where you go and find Garfield in real life?
Who the fuck wants to do that?
I don't know.
Let him stay lost, I say.
Jim
Davis is cashing those checks from the grave. Is he dead? I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I was thinking, too.
Is he? I'm like, are we spitting on someone's grave right now?
Let's jump to the next story.
Oh, next story.
You put this one in there. Variety.com reports, Bachelor in Paradise investigation finds no misconduct, project to resume. Production to resume.
Now, are you familiar with what's been going on?
I got a brief synopsis from Tim that was like, dude. And I was talking about that show.
Yeah, he walked in. He was like, dude, did you hear about The Bachelor in Paradise?
I'm
like, I don't know what that is. Nobody knows what that is. Nobody watches those shows except for most of mainstream America.
And that was the problem last night, again, where Gia Tapp Harris tweets, watching The Bachelorette.
Right.
And Jen is like, I've never seen this before, and turns it on. And so then eventually I had to be like, all right, I got to play Friday the 13th. Get out of here.
Right. I've never seen the show. I can't render any opinions. I've never once watched
it. Let's just read the story and to bring everybody up to speed if you don't know. And then it. Bachelor in Paradise will resume production after investigation by producers found no misconduct by cast members during the shooting of the show's fourth season earlier this month. Quote, as we previously stated, we recently became aware of allegations regarding an incident on the set of Bachelor in Paradise in Mexico, Warner Brothers said in a statement. We take all such allegations seriously. The safety, security, and well-being of the cast and crew is our number one concern. And we suspended filming so that the allegations could be investigated immediately and thoroughly. Our internal investigation, conducted with the assistance of an outside law firm, has now been completed. Out of the respect for the privacy interests of those involved, we do not intend to release the videotape of the incident, the statement concluded. We can say, however, that the tape does not support any charge of misconduct by a cast member, nor does the tape show, contrary to many press reports, the safety of any cast member was ever in jeopardy. Production on this season of The Bachelor in Paradise will be resuming, and we plan to implement certain changes to the show's policies and procedures to enhance safety and blah, blah, blah. We appreciate this, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. Production of season 4 of the ABC reality series was shut down due to alleged misconduct. Contestants Demario Jackson and Connie Olympios were allegedly involved in a highly sexual situation under the influence of alcohol, while Bachelor in Paradise cameras were still rolling. TMZ reported that Olympios did not consent to the sexual content with Jackson. Both Jackson and Olympios have retained attorneys following the incidents. Olympios released a statement last week saying, quote, as a woman, this is my worst nightmare and has now become my reality. As I pursue the details and facts surrounding that night and the immediate days after, I have retained a group of professionals to ensure that what happened on June 4 comes to light and I can continue to live my life, including hiring an attorney to obtain justice and seeking therapy to begin dealing with the physical and emotional trauma stemming from that evening. Mm-hmm. Jackson also released a statement shortly after Olympios, which said, it's unfortunate that my character and my family name have been assassinated this past week with false claims and malicious allegations. I will be taking swift and appropriate legal action until my name is cleared and, per the advice of legal counsel, will be seeking all available remedies entitled to me under the laws.
So this is just a mess of a situation. But the reason I put this article on there is because I always think it's weird when you get to conduct an internal investigation on something,
yeah,
and you go, we're all good. That's like me telling everyone that Kevin's totally fine with how badly we mistreat him. I'm like, he likes it. It's totally fine. Don't even worry about
it. You know
what I
mean? That is correct.
He loves it. In this instance, that's a hypothetical
situation. Of course,
right?
Hypothetical.
Kevin loves working here. He would never, in any way, shape, or form, tell people otherwise. It just wouldn't happen. He absolutely
loves
it. Him
and Candy Andy, they love all this shit more than
I don't know.
It's a ball of wax. This is the whole thing. It's weird that, like, what's interesting for us in the kind of funny angle on this is the fact that Tim, you know, when he fell down this Bachelorette rabbit hole, he was telling us about how he's obsessed with The Bachelor. Now he's obsessed with The Bachelorette and how he was most excited for Bachelor in Paradise,
right,
which is when they bring together all the people from your favorites from the show, put them on an island, and he was like, they basically just fuck.
Yeah.
That's all this is or whatever. They get drunk and have sex.
Spoilers.
That's a horrible idea. Yeah. And then to have this, where I thought, and I haven't read anything about this, I just got what Tim told me about it, where I guess originally a producer stepped in and then something else. That was what I
It sounds heard. Like, yeah. So a producer, from what I've gleaned, and correct us if we're wrong, of course. A producer watched the footage and was like, hey, this doesn't seem like there's consent here.
Gotcha.
It seems like both of them are a little too drunk to really understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And we're filming this, so I'm sure on some level he was like, we might be liable for the situation. Let's stop this and let's make sure that everyone's safe and let's make sure there's an investigation conducted into this. And of course, ABC stepped in and said, hey, you know, read between the lines. This show does really, really well. Everything's okay. I'm sure it's totally, there's nothing.
I mean, they hired somebody from outside, I'm just saying.
There's two lawyers. We'll figure it out. Yeah. So you know, but I don't know. To the best of my knowledge, I don't think any criminal charges have been filed yet.
MattMan94 says a producer that never saw the incident filed a report.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's your update on that.
Yeah, again, who would have possibly thought that you take a bunch of good-looking, young, irresponsible, I shouldn't say they're irresponsible, but a bunch of good-looking young people, throw them on an island together and plow them with alcohol so that you can get awesome stuff to happen?
Plow them with alcohol.
I mean, I don't know.
No.
Like, last time you had three drinks, you almost burned the fucking house down with the barbecue.
That wasn't the last time I had three drinks, trust me. Next story! Hollywood Reporter. Supernatural spinoff with Kim Rhodes in the works at CW. Did you watch Supernatural?
I don't watch Supernatural, but I know there's a huge amount of fans out there. I just thought the way they're doing this is cool. And they don't do, like, I don't know if you're familiar with the concept of a backdoor pilot. Mm-mm. Have you heard about this? Mm-mm. This is actually my first exposure to it too, but it makes a lot of sense. The series CW is mounting yet another attempt at the Supernatural spinoff. It is tapping the show's favorite Kim Rhodes to star in the potential spinoff of a long-running genre drama The Hollywood Reporter has confirmed. Titled Wayward Sisters, the backdoor pilot will air as a planted episode in Supernatural's forthcoming 13th season.
Jesus, God.
Yeah, right. The potential offshoots, just Felicia Day, just cashing those checks. The potential offshoot tells the story of Sheriff Jody Mills Rhodes as a group of troubled young women, all of them orphaned by supernatural tragedies. Under Mills' protection, they emerge as a supernatural monster fighting force.
That sounds cool.
I just think it's cool that that instead of doing, like, I think this is a great way to do it, and people, they do it sometimes just to touch, like, dip a toe in the water.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, throw a standalone episode in, see how people react to it, and see if there's error in there.
Sure.
It's a spinoff.
She says in there, the Flash was a backdoor pilot. What I jumped to is, if you remember in The Office, the final season, they did a backdoor pilot where Dwight went back to the farm and had to save it, and Mose was there, and then the sister you'd never heard of, and it was like, what I didn't like about it, it was so blatantly,
hey, we're trying to spin the show
off.
Hey,
would you guys be interested in this? And we were all like, fucking universally, no. This doesn't seem cool. And they're like, all right, see you later.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just thought that was cool.
Then let's get to what should have been the biggest news story of the day.
Yeah.
You fucked this up.
Did I know?
Cool, Greg, bring it up. Over at IO9, one of the best Batman movies ever made is finally coming to Blu-ray. If you've been holding your breath waiting for Batman, Mask of the Phantasm to get a high-definition release, you can finally exhale. The classic animated movie will finally be out on Blu-ray soon. Announced on the Warner Brothers Warner Archive Collection Facebook and Twitter account pages, the release is a new 1080p remaster of the 1993 Bat film. There's no official info on release timing, but these announcements typically come a month before retail availability. This has been a long time coming, and a reply tweet from the Warner Archive hints at why. Mike here says, bro, this is indefinitely more difficult than your standard release. This is a pre-digital animation. To get an HD transfer is not simple. Warner says, very much so. We will be talking a lot about the process. Mask of the Phantasm is one of the most fully realized portraits of both Batman and Bruce Wayne ever committed to film. It'll be great to take it all in again. I loved this movie.
This movie was great.
I can't wait. This is very exciting.
This is one of the first times I remember watching an animated movie and thinking, holy shit, these are real movies.
Sure.
These aren't just like random made-for-kids movies. Like, Mask of the Phantasm was legit great. So I'm excited for this. I'm not excited for the Blu-ray release. I'm excited that when it inevitably comes to Netflix and 1080p,
well, it's probably, watch it. Well, okay, I see what you're saying, yeah.
You know, in a good, fully restored 1080p, I'll watch it again.
Yeah.
You know, or it'll come to Amazon or whatever. But I don't deal with physical media anymore, guys.
You don't. You're in the cloud. They've always said Nick is ahead of the game and in the clouds.
Hard to breathe up here in the clouds.
It is, yeah.
Because I'm so far up there.
Lack of air.
Goes very well with the climbing community.
And the final story of the day, also from IO9, you put this in there. Diversity comes to Barbie's boyfriend Ken with complete with a man bun. I was very much behind this until the man bun.
So here's my thing about this though. There's not much of a story here. Obviously, they're just making more Ken dolls that are more diverse as far as ethnicity, haircuts, yada yada yada.
Which but is all good except the man bun.
Oh no, man bun. If you have a man bun right now, you should go immediately and shave your head and then join a monastery. Just you're done with life.
Oh wow,
just
there go. Is one. Oh, Kevin, scroll down. Now hold the phone here because I'm reading about this. There will be, as revealed on Good Morning America, there will be 15 new Kens in total, using three different body types, broad, slim, and original.
Mm-hmm.
That one with the glasses and the checkered shirt kind of looks like a Greg Miller.
So I just wanted
to
say,
in the thumbnail, but look at it.
That's great, but if you really want to see...
There he is!
There it is, right there. There it is right
there. Yeah, that, I mean, he's a handsomer Greg Miller, but
So I just wanted to show everyone that while...
Take off your shirt.
While diversity is great... These body types, I don't think necessarily are the most diverse and representative of what the normal man looks like. Kevin, if you click on the follow-up story to this, which is right below, we can show people...
On the dock.
Oh, on the dock.
You're saying this is giving... This isn't expectations for body types.
This is not setting real expectations for body types, in my opinion. I think it's a good step forward, but I think we could push it a little bit more. That's what a real man... looks like most of the time.
I agree. That's what a man looks like.
If you see that. If you're out there and you identify more with this than the Gigi man bun Ken, then you're
the
not
Darren
wrong.
Brazil. The Darren
this guy
Brazil.
This does look
doll.
Like D Brazil. D Brazil.
De Brazil, that's what we call him now?
What's he on Twitter? Darren Brazil?
I don't know.
Probably, who cares?
I don't follow that
anyway.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We run you through whatever the hell we want to talk about, goofy news, what we're watching, comics we're reading, and so on and so forth. If you like that, click the follow button. Come back each and every day when we do this show. Remember, Each and every day here, we give away a video game. How do you win the game? It's simple. Be in the chat like so many of you are right now on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Or if you want three other chances to win, you could be it. Well, maybe you watch us on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Maybe you listen to the podcast over on iTunes or a podcast service of your choice. But please go rate it on iTunes. Subscribe to it there, even if you don't watch it there. It helps us out with promotion. If you do that, you don't want to be here live, or you just want another chance to win, you can subscribe to us on Twitch. If you subscribe to us on Twitch, maybe with that Amazon Prime, because that gives you Twitch Prime, that gives you a free sub, you get automatically entered to win each and every game we give away here. You don't need to be here. Plus, you get the Kinda Funny logo next to your name. Cool emotes. Private chat time with us. You get to play multiplayer games with me like we're doing this Friday when we play Friday the 13th. I didn't put it on the calendar yet, Kev, but I'm doing that.
Is it the 13th already this Friday?
No, it is not. It's just we're just playing Friday the 13th.
Does Joey know?
Joey knows. Joey and I, this is a Joey and Greg collaboration.
Sure.
We're playing with the kids, and we're going to join their groups and play with them. You don't have to be here if you don't want to. I can do it.
No, what? Are you, shut up.
I'm just letting you know.
Shut up.
I didn't tell you ahead of time. I'm just letting you know.
Shut up.
Look for Joey to have information on that soon on both of the forums, wherever you're going to be. Then you can also support us on Patreon. $2 on either patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames gets you entered to win each and everything, and you don't have to be here. You can go do whatever you want. Plus, it would give you that $1 level, which now gets you all the shows, most of the shows, in some kind of free early access fashion. It's not free because you pay $1. Right now, party mode's up for a day early over on twitch.tv. Or no, kindoffunny.com. No. Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames.
Yep.
There's a lot more new information. You know what I mean? I haven't used any of this.
You just got to suck it in already. You know?
That party
suck
mode, by the way.
Hilarious.
Some of the best content we've ever made.
If you don't want to pay, it'll be up for you tomorrow on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Well, if you're using the $1 level on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can watch us record the Game Over Greggy Show live today at 3 p.m. That's already up. Your private link.
Again, one of those instances where I'm like, woof. Gotta watch what I say.
It's about time somebody
watch what I say.
Reins you in. Today, we're giving away Friday the 13th on PlayStation 4, and we're giving it to Twitch sub Monokuma Jack.
Yeah.
Monokuma Jack.
Congratulations,
I'm
Monokuma
tossing this
Jack.
In right now to the thing. You win. Cancel it, maybe? No, I'm messaging. Jesus Christ, this site sucks. In terms of its messaging, in terms of its live stream, it's great. Let's see what's happening in the tips. Let's see, we got some tips, we got so many tips. People started tipping us late last night, whatever. iMarksman says, I always enjoy your streaming content on YouTube. May I add you on PSN? No, you may not. XX, Zangidius Blade XX, DJ, it's Chris. I don't know what's happening. Matthew Taylor, you guys have been a real inspiration. I've been writing case studies on games from a marketing perspective. MarketingGamesBlog.com. Be awesome if you could share it with the Kinda Funny best friends. Deuces. We just did deuces to you.
Deuce.
Dark Angel 1010 gave a tip and said, I'm a co-host of a PS Best Friends podcast, and for the first time yesterday, we hit the top 100 in the game category on iTunes. I just have to say thank you guys for the inspiration. Love you. We love you too. Congratulations. Emily NB said, late birthday tax. Got an E3 birthday. Love you guys and gals. We love you. Happy birthday. Lakers head 2432. I should be doing Univision ratings, but I am watching this show instead. Am I fired? Not unless your boss is.
No.
Well, if your boss is watching and knows your Lakers head, then sure, but not otherwise, no.
You're fine.
Mighty Fine Card Decline. Philly D covered this and it touched my heart. Greg, is the PS covered what? Oh, the Games Daily? I don't know. Greg, is the PS Vita relocation program still up and running? If so, can we get 1 cent to handheld game fan 89? And Nick, can you help him with picking equipment? The Vita relocation program will never end. It's up and running.
Yeah.
Send it to the P.O. box. Speaking of, Kev, we have to go to that fucking P.O. box at some point.
You know what I'm excited for,
Greg? Oh, shit, we really do.
Yeah, it's got to be overflowing at this point. Yeah. Really, really bad.
I'm very excited for
what. At what point do you think they send things back?
I don't know.
Because I think we've hit that.
You think so?
Yeah.
We got to get in there fast then.
Yeah.
When did you guys go today?
Because we have a fucking live show to do.
Yeah.
After that.
It's going closed.
Then it's closed.
Yeah, no. I guess you could go at lunch right now.
Yeah.
All right. And then Nick picking equipment for like a YouTube or something. There's not enough information.
I don't know
there
what that
me
means. I'll pick whatever equipment you want me to pick. Just take the gun away.
Cutthroat Joe gave a tip and said, since the announcement of a Sly Cooper animated TV show, you should try to get Kevin Miller, the voice of Sly Cooper, on GOG or Gamescast. He does a video game podcast called The Gamerland Podcast. Interesting idea.
That's
maybe
fun.
I'll look into it. DJ Kento gave a tip and said, Nick, have you seen Dennis Vanillo's
Enemy? Very close. Super close.
Villeneuve?
Villeneuve.
Villeneuve?
Yeah.
If not, I got your night planned out. Don't expect it to make sense, though, homie. You
okay.
seen that?
No.
You heard of it?
No.
Okay.
No idea what that means.
DJ Kento gave another tip and said Mask of the Phantasm was made in 4x3, so fans, if you watch it in widescreen, you're cutting off the top and the bottom. The Blu-ray comes with both versions. Bat Pro tip. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
We're calling tips right now. Powered through those.
Good.
That's how you do it. Now we can jump into the chat to do the 3 and 3, so queue up your questions, comments, and concerns about all this stuff. While you do that, let me tell you about our best friend. P.S. I love this best friend XOXO is a new segment here on the Kinda Funny Morning Show.
Yeah, there you go.
Where you can go to kindoffunny.com. Is it best friend? Did I do that? Kindoffunny.com/best friend?
I don't know if it was that.
What is it? I made it. Yeah, it's kindoffunny.com/best friend, and you can nominate someone in our community who's doing something awesome that maybe doesn't get enough recognition for it. Today, McFortune Cookie wrote in and nominated Kumail786, who, if you use Reddit, you probably know. The thing says, this motherfucker does a breakdown of pretty much every Kinda Funny Morning Show and posts it on Reddit so that people can see what you guys talked about and can discuss. He does so much with no real fanfare or ego about it. It's just something he likes to do for the community. That's proper dedication and what being a Kinda Funny best friend is all about. I 100% agree with you. There's Kumail right there. You can see him doing this. He is an amazing young man. I have talked to him on the Reddit. I appreciate his Reddit posts. They never get enough upvotes. They never get enough comments. Thank you, Kumail. He likes Persona.
I really hope this is him.
Kumail H, I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm pretty sure it is too, but I'm just saying. Next time, if we can include Twitter handles on this.
You would like me to put Twitter handles on
that? That would be dope.
Because I want them calling out wherever the person is. Maybe they don't know.
Sure. But, I mean, like, I can't show it off on
Reddit. Wait, can we put their address and phone number up?
If you could include your social security number, yeah, I think that would be for the best.
That'd be real great.
Let's see what's going on over here in another chat here. This is a games question, but I'll toss it in there. Of course, Kinda Funny Games Daily coming up next. Dark Angel 1010. Greg, have you played Dead by Daylight on the PlayStation 4? Is it any good? I haven't. I got a code over the weekend, but there was a whole rigmarole problem with their codes where they gave out to the US people EU codes. So I finally got a PS4 code yesterday, I think. But then I got home and Friday the 13th. What can I say?
Yeah. It was.
What
it
can
was
I fucking say? I had to place it Friday the 13th. I got the Jones in for the Jason.
Yeah, he did. Oh, Jason, come. Jason, kill you.
That's what he says, Hulk. Right? That's like
Jason won Hulk. Jason, come. Jason, kill.
Oh, no.
Why is he announcing his presence?
That's what I was doing. Here's what I did last night. Joey Noel tweeted out and said, hey, any Kinda Funny best friends want to play Friday the 13th? Mm-hmm. I said, of course, I'm in. And it was her testing the waters to make sure we could make everything work on Friday. But I jumped in there. First time I've ever, and I've played a lot of Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. I've played with a mic, because now I'm playing with friends. I want to be able to talk to them.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Because, like, you can talk to each other, like, but it's all proximity. Yeah. So, yeah, I was Jason twice, and, like, you burst through the door. I'm like, I'm going to kill all of you fuckers. And then as I was, like, poking their eyes out, I'd be like, tell them I'm coming for the rest of them. it was, like, really fun to.
You got a little
it was fun to murder
you,
people
you?
And talk to them.
You should maybe see a therapist about that.
Stark My Ball says, Nick, can you do a soft, sweet, sensual butthole into Greg's ear?
Fuck. I fucked it up. Do it
I noticed. You really fucked it up. One more time.
Too many fingers.
Butthole. Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right.
They were very.
Did you feel
sensual.
His tongue?
No, it got close. I could hear it really
got
close.
Really
we have
close.
One more last minute tip that just came in.
Monokuma Jack says, "How do I check my Twitch messages? Just go to Twitch and you should have a little message thing."
Inbox.
At Jackie Walkley says, "Hey Greg and Nick, comic book recommendation for best friends: The Flintstones by Mark Russell.
It just get the ended. Fuck out of here.
Go pick up the trade. Social commentary and parody galore."
I ain't reading no, no Flintstones comic, all right? Tomorrow is the comic-themed episode of this show, by the way. I'm excited for that.
That is exciting.
Have you read the rest of Deadly Class?
No, I have not.
You're fucking up,
I'm taking suggestions from the community, not you, Kevin. Okay.
But, like, I only read Deadly Class because you were saying it was so good.
I did. I like Trade 1 a lot. I just haven't gotten back to it.
Tyson Rhino says, Greg and Nick, you ever realize how much Kevin looks like Howie from the Backstreet Boys? Pull up a picture of him with long hair and tell me I'm wrong.
Kevin, look for a photo of Howie from the Backstreet Boys.
Type in Howie Backstreet Boys, long hair, nude.
J. Mill, what? 1138 says, Nick, what is the best way for someone to watch the original Blade Runner who has not seen it?
Oh, Jesus. I'm sure there's a Reddit thread on this, but you probably need to just get the director's version of it. I think that's the best version. That's what everyone wants. People in the chat will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the director's cut of Blade Runner is the definitive version.
Mm-hmm.
Could be wrong, though. Don't watch the original theatrical release. Don't get fooled by that bullshit. It's got a bunch of nonsensical VO in it that no one needs. Oh, she looked like she was in pain. I could see him crying.
We've gone into subscriber-only mode. This is one of the benefits of backing us.
The final cut is the one to watch.
Angry Bases said, yesterday I found moving from the Kinda Funny Morning Show to The Daily Show was kind of anticlimactic. It's weird going from crazy to focused.
I told you guys we should have done the balloon drop, but you guys were like, no.
I don't know, yeah, is anticlimactic the word for that? Like, we crazy to build up to? This is a different show. They follow each other.
Well, I mean, if we did it the opposite way, people would be like, hey, it's weird to go from this nice, thought-provoking discussion to Nick talking about buttholes.
Right.
So we're really 50-50 on this.
Here we go.
I go either way.
I think that we can't make everybody happy, but we're trying.
Yeah.
Luker8125 says, two of my best friends won't see La La Land strictly because it's a musical. I try to tell them that it's so much more than that, but they're those type of guys that are afraid of things that are not typically considered masculine. Because they're so scared of being called gay, the movie was really sweet and had a lot of heart. It tells an interesting story of characters. I immediately cared about it. The music is very good from an original movie musical. The overall aesthetic makes me happy. You nailed everything there. Yeah. I understand what being young and not wanting to like things that might be considered feminine. But it's time to get over that, because La La Land's awesome.
Yeah, you got to get over that.
Emma Stone.
You're limiting yourself if that's how you think. And you need to
broaden. Well, his friends are. He seems like he's on. He's
well,
on
I'm board. Just saying your friends are. Maybe you should get new friends. Just throwing that out there.
Just putting that out there. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe just cut all of your friends and family out of your life. Join Scientology right now. They're having a great special on those little, what do you, when you grab onto the things.
Yeah, if and they test your thetans.
Get in there. I'm joking. It's your job as a good friend to expose your friends to that. So keep hammering at them until they eventually stop calling you.
Also expose yourself to him. Friendzone Hughes. Yo, Greg, I'm going to give y'all $20 at RTX meet and greet this year, so I guess drinks on me.
That's weird.
It is. It sounds weird, right? But on this show, people give us money every day. On Patreon, they give us money.
Well, that's different, because you're like, what, are you going to read his comment right there in person?
If he wants us to.
I don't think that's how that works.
Is prostitution only limited to sex?
No.
I don't think so. It's doing shit for money.
Prostitution is legal in Texas.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. That doesn't sound right.
I don't think that sounds right.
I think it's in Nevada, right?
There's parts of Nevada where it's legal.
Yeah, you think about opinions, everybody's got them.
Yeah, we're talking about facts.
This isn't an opinion, this is a law.
We're actually asking about factual stuff, not fake news.
Steven Jr. 1128 says, can Kevin read the You're Wrong segment on Kinda Funny Games Daily? He could, but I feel like he won't have the discerning eye. And granted, I still need to get better at it too with the whole Trevor Starkey throwing me a curveball yesterday, but I'll get there.
Fair of you.
Yeti Spaceman, Greg, thank you so much for recommending Invincible. I've read 10 of the Ultimate Collections in just a matter of weeks. About to start number 11 next. It might be my favorite comic ever.
Good. Yeah.
Good. Keep reading it.
I feel like the person who said Howie really meant AJ McLean when they said that he looks
Howie
like Kevin.
Doesn't seem like
Howie him. Does not seem right, but this picture of AJ does look a little like Kevin. But it looks like if Kevin was maybe strung out on cocaine for
final
like 15 years straight.
Comment of the day comes from 002, and he says, guys, do not solicit prostitutes via text and expect that will hold up in court. That's good advice. That's good advice.
You just say like, I was texting the wrong person.
Oh, that wasn't
I thought I was texting
you.
My wife, even though I offered her money.
It's not my phone. I was holding a
phone. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Morning Show. We're about to transition over to Kinda Funny Games Daily. Remember, we broke them into two different things. So you can have all the crazy stuff here and movies and comics and being goons.
Right.
And then we can record a live podcast about games.
Speak for yourself. I'm not a goon.
All right. Well,
I'm a gentleman.
Maybe you should delay for like another minute or two.
Well, I mean, they still have to read tips. Oh. So there's
I gotta
more
read
stuff
tips
that
for
has
like 15
to happen
minutes.
Here. Like, yeah. We're the show
not tips,
sure.
Subscribers. I gotta read subscribers.
Really hope it doesn't break everything.
Don't do it. Don't even bother doing it then.
It's already done.
Okay, well,
what's
then I hope it doesn't.
Do?
I think he's importing something Andy made.
All right, you closing this or?
Oh my
sick
god.
Sick and tired. What's the.
It's
what?
My Twitter.
That's cool.
Don't worry about what's happening over here, all right?
You keep your eyes on the read prize. Subs now?
Well, no, I think I. So now, so the idea here, right?
Of course I. I'm so scared.
Don't be scared. We're figuring it all out together. It's everything's gonna
well,
go
Nick,
where it
you're
needs
gonna
to
come
go.
Do that here.
Yeah.
Where I'm sitting.
That's what I thought, right? Thank you.
Why don't I just do it here where I'm sitting?
Because we need to set shit up there.
Do you have to set one mic up?
Two mics.
Here, I'll do this real quick for you. Watch this.
Why are you so lazy? Thing. I gotta kill the mics and stuff.
Hardest thing on the planet.
Lazy.
Why are you doing this?
Look at that. Oh my god, it was like fucking terrible, right?
All right, now do the other one.
That was so terrible.
Now do the other one.
Oh, what shit.
So the way we're doing is that we want to give a shout out to Barry Bumperoid, who over on Reddit suggested that for reading tips as a transition, we could kick to another room and somebody could read them there. like we do the barbecue cam, to which is a good idea, but too complicated in the way of that takes a lot to set up and there's a bunch of million things going on. So we're going to do it where, yeah, either Nick goes over there, read them, or that's while fine. We do this, we set it all up. Everybody be chill.
I like to give you shit. Are we going to Chipotle later?
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Morning Show. We'll be right back with the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show. I added the show. It's not called that. Thank you, of course, for watching this one. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. with more nerdy news you need to know about. That includes comic books. Very excited for the first comic book themed one of these, where Tim and I will be on to rattle off all the things we're reading, what we want to read, what we've been reading, along with, you know, other entertainment news and stuff like that. Remember, if you're listening over on a podcast service or youtube.com/kindafunny, please go support us somewhere if you can, if you want to. If you have no money to give, that's no big deal. It'd be great to subscribe. It'd be great to rate. It'd be great to do all that stuff to build up other things. If you're here on Twitch, thank you. Click the follow button. We'll be back tomorrow. Of course, we'll do a show right now, but that's different because we're going to do other stuff. And now Nick's going to read tips. But until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.